Blog Talk Radio.
Coast to coast, town to town, and station to station, it's the herd mentality. Advising you of all your medicinal needs, recreational uses, and these travels through the universe. East Coast, West Coast, it's the herd mentality. Think life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen here. Right here on the herd mentality. Into the herd mentality. Stay tuned for more of the herd mentality.
Hope you're kidding.
You know what that guy's doing? I'm not sure. It could be almost anything, maybe. Hold on, I'm going to put you back on listen, Lori. Hey. Herd mentality is back live and live on the brilliant, beautiful lo-fi connection supplied to us free of charge by blogtalkradio.com. And today is 8/15/17, and somebody's in the wind, and we're going to talk about copperheads and molting and wild grapes and perseids. And let me just run down through the calendar here real quickly on my natural events calendar. And today on my calendar, or at least last Friday, copperheads are born. The Perseid meteor showers peaked on Saturday. And wild grapes are beginning to ripen. The late summer molt produces grab plumage in some of the birds that are migrating around. And that's what my calendar says today. And today is a very special day. And we have a very special guest, friend of mine. And I'm going to let her speak for herself because she's very good at it. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Chuck. Is anyone listening to us, or is it just you and me? Like, do you have any listeners? There's no one really listening to what we're saying, so it doesn't really matter, right? Like, we can say whatever we want because
there's
no one's listening to this.
Yeah. There's like three people, I think.
There's like three people?
I mean, well, two of them are you and me. But.
Okay, I can't see anything. I need the parchment paper. Well, I guess we're the most important one since we're the ones who's doing the show, so.
I think so.
So, Chuck, what can I do for you, huh? You wanted me to come on here and play radio host with you, so what do you want to talk about?
Pretty much anything and everything if you want to. We have random callers. We're kind of open mic.
Can people call us?
So
I want someone to
anybody?
Call us.
Every once in a while, somebody will call us, but they're fairly random and infrequent, but, yeah, it does happen from time to time. But we do have listeners around the world, evidently. Blog Talk tells us we have people in the United States and France and Norway and Russia and some other country. I forget.
Wow. Well, that's cool.
So, yeah, the Russians just started listening to us a couple weeks ago. I don't know if that has anything to do with the new president or whatever, presidente?
Maybe,
or
since
not.
He's married to a Russian. I need parchment paper. No, it should be out here. You know, I'm not a big fan of that guy that's supposedly running our country. What do they call him? Number 47 something? Right.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure his numbers should be on his back and his chest in an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, but that'll never happen. You know, he's the only president who's been allowed to, like, allow white supremacists to march and it not have any kind of implications on anyone.
Well, that was everybody's fault, not just the KKK.
Everybody? Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess, like, if you have freedom of speech, you have to honor that as well. Unfortunately, sometimes freedom of speech is ugly, right?
I don't know if your freedom of speech goes, you know, behind the wheel of your vehicle and stuff, though, really.
I mean, yeah, no, you're not allowed to run anybody
like,
over.
Well, if you're singing along to the radio or something, that's probably okay. But I don't know about the other stuff. Tell me about your stuff. What's the weather like there? I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, so what's your story with that anyway? You're going to come and bring a bunch of hay to California?
I'm bringing hay for the horses, hay for the horses, and honey for the honeys.
That's good because we need our horses out here. You know, a bale of hay is like $175.
Outstanding.
I know, and one horse eats a bale every 3 days. So how people afford to have horses in Southern California is beyond me.
Sounds kind of pricey.
Yeah, but, you know, they got big high-end horses here, so.
It's kind of hard to grow grass in the desert, though, I think.
Yeah. Yes, that is the truth.
But the guy that I got my alfalfa from, I only got 11 bales last week, and he called me back. He had some more, and somebody was coming to get it, and he called me back and said they didn't show up. If I wanted it, I could have it. But
well, you better bring more than 11 damn bales, man. I just told you one horse eats one bale every 3 days. So if you're buying hay for your horse, 11 bales won't even get you through a month. So I wouldn't even bother putting that on your truck.
Well, I'm probably going to put more than that.
I thought you were
going to
bring like hay, like a couple hundred tons. Like you're not bringing tons of hay?
I don't drive a semi. I'm not qualified.
Okay, Chuck.
I can only get 150 bales on the biggest truck they'll let me rent.
Okay, all right. So you are just bringing some hay for your friends, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
if I find any of them out there, I don't have very many friends, like two.
Well, that's a good thing. It's something nobody needs is a lot of friends.
More friends is too many sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, Chuck, how long have you been doing this radio show for?
Oh, my goodness. We started over quite a while, over a year ago, like I forget, in January, winter, fall. Anyway, we took a little hiatus after our, here in the Ozarks, our little initiative did not get on the ballot. So we took a little hiatus for a few months and regrouped and figured out another direction to go in, and we've been, I don't know how long we've been back on the air. Oh, 4th of July we started, Independence Day.
So you're no longer talking about cannabis?
Oh, yeah, we do. But, you know, I can talk about cannabis all day long if that's what you want to talk about.
No,
sure.
I want to talk about, let's talk about the price of tea in China and who sets that, because that's what I'm more curious about.
I got to get my Googler out if I'm going to talk about that, though. Okay, no, tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods with the cannabis industry.
Well, right now I'm filling syringes full of FETCO that we just got done making. And then when my lovely assistant gets done eating her lunch, she's so pretty, then she's going to come over and help me. And, that's what I'm doing over here. It's very, I know her talk, she looks good eating tacos too. She's real pretty. You'd like her, Chuck. Maybe you'll get to meet her.
What did you say?
Right around your age.
It's taco Tuesday.
You know what? I don't know her type
it's
of man,
Tuesday.
But I know that you'd be her type of girl. I know that she'd be your kind of girl. So, poor Rose. And her name is Rose. Poor Rose. She doesn't even know that I'm getting her signed up. She's on the radio. She doesn't even know that I'm like talking about this poor woman. I made her
that's
sign off on something when she started working with me that she could have humility.
I'm kind of curious though. What kind of girl is not my kind of girl?
Yeah, that's true. You are a ladies' man. Chuck has women all over the country. It's funny. But you know
dog.
What? Her name is Rose Bud, so she's
oh,
a
really?
Super special kind of girl. Mm-hmm.
I
she's
think
the bud
I've heard that
rose.
Name before.
Maybe. She's the more powerful part of the rose plant. Her name isn't Rose Thorn, it's Rose Bud.
I like that part.
So she brings... I know. And she's a super good girl. I'm happy to have her here in my little circle of whatnot.
Sure.
So that's what we're doing out here in California today.
Well,
I'm going outside.
How's the new deal working out?
Which new deal is that?
Your new law and stuff.
What?
Recreational new law, is that helping?
Oh, you
know,
I'm not a recreational fan. I don't like the fact that cannabis is going to be recreationally legal. I think that legality is just another form of control and another form of a system of colonialism and white supremacy to continue to control this beautiful plant. I don't think there's anything positive in it. Well, I guess that's not true. There's something positive in it. These poor young men won't be going to jail for no reason, and women.
That helps, yeah, but the powers that be want to keep, they want the money, so.
Yeah, you can work less, though, if you don't want to get raging high. Go get it there. Yeah, it's all about money. Mm-hmm. All about money.
So, what's the weather like? I can't. Are you
it's gorgeous. Where I live, it's about 90 degrees. It's about 85, 90 degrees. It's sunny. There's a nice breeze. I'm going to have to lock the pit bulls up soon because they want to eat the pool guy. And he's
Yay.
Not so fond of it. He seems to be a little upset about being attacked by pit bulls. I don't know why.
Imagine that. I love
yeah, imagine
your pool.
That.
I love your love pool.
I love the love pool, too. Yeah, that is. We had a whole bunch of love going on in there this weekend with about 109-year-olds. They were loving
God.
It. They were having a blast, man. And then some lady showed up, and she had ponies. And they were painted.
Yay.
She had painted ponies. Isn't there some song about, like,
wow.
Ride My Painted Pony when the spinning wheel happens or something like that? So that was
cool.
Exciting. Mm-hmm.
I'm
so basically,
have
you just get on the air and just talk
thing.
Shit for an hour? Is that basically what you do? Because I don't feel like we really have a format here, right?
No. Yeah, I just wing it.
Okay.
What? That's the only thing I'm any good at.
That's so funny. All right, well, you know. Yeah,
you know
usually when people
it,
ask me
you?
To be on the radio, they usually send me like a list of questions and tell me what kind of topic they're going to talk about and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, let's see what Chuck's got for me.
Chuck well, we can talk mm-hmm. about copperheads if you want to and stuff.
We could talk about, Rose just told me we could talk about us and how cute and adorable we are standing here in our bathing suits and high heels filling syringes with cannabis oil.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing.
Film at 11.
There'll be no film. It's got to be up into the up into your imagination. You know, this oil that I'm making here.
Mine's running wild.
Oh, I bet. Well, she's so totally your kind of girl. She's all cute and small and petite with long hair and gorgeous eyes and a big smile.
Is she about my age, too, then? Or?
Well, she's a little younger than you, Chuck, but that's okay. You like them young.
Almost everybody is younger than me.
I know. Now, that's the part that's shocking to me, too, is that everybody used to always be older than me, and now everyone's fucking younger than me, and I'm not exactly sure how that happened.
Damn kids.
Kids having kids.
Okay.
So I took my dog to the vet today, and he... Okay, what, you're going to ask me a real question now, finally?
No, go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell you about our Happy Dog Canamed product. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I had to take my dog to the vet, and he was real super, you know, upset about it and stuff. So I gave him some Happy Dog Canamed, and he just calmed the fuck right down.
Is that like a bone?
Until he got
or
to the vet
what?
And he tried to eat her. That was sort of a problem. She was a little upset about that, and she had to muzzle him.
No way.
But she was sticking shit up his
the
ass.
The dog
was
eating
in his butt. What?
Uh-oh. Never mind. I'm not a very nice guy.
No. That's not true.
My mind tends to wander off in areas that are sometimes considered inappropriate.
Yeah, your mind is disgusting, but your soul is good.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, your mind is a vile
place. I resemble
place.
That remark.
You do.
I am that guy.
But then all these women on Facebook entertain you with it, so what are you to do? You know, what are you supposed to do every time a girl lifts a skirt for you? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Say no?
I look. I always look is what I do.
I look.
I can't help it. I can't
but
help it.
Do
they
all kind of look the same or no? Absolutely not. Have you seen that wall?
No,
that wall
two are
ever?
Alike. No two
no,
are alike.
That's true. Have you ever seen the wall of vagina art?
No, but I want to now.
I'm sure you do. Yeah, some woman, she did a whole art installation. She casted about, I don't know, a couple hundred women's vaginas and then stuck them on a plaster wall. Some of that shit's ugly.
I want it, but it is. I want that job. I want the vagina caster
you want me
job.
To
is that, yes, I want that.
The one who's casting it. And what about that other woman who stuffed a bunch of yarn into her womb when she had her period, and then she's making like a blanket out of her blood. That's cool. She's knitting right out of her womb.
That's interesting.
I think she should be on your show.
Mm-mm. I don't know. As long as there's no film or pictures, or yeah, we could probably.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It.
There's a whole art installation in the museum. There's a whole bunch of film about it. You could actually watch her do it. She shows up on her menstrual cycle and sits in the museum in a rocking chair with her legs wide open and pulls yarn out of her pussy.
I did see something about that before. Is she still doing that? Because that baby
well, I don't know
should
if she's
have
still
came
doing
out
I hope that maybe she's completed her blanket.
So she just had the blanket waiting, so when she, you know, birthed the baby,
no,
it just
she
bounced
actually
out on the
yarn.
Blanket?
She actually stuck white yarn inside of herself and bled all over it and then turned it into a blanket.
Right, so that the blanket was there when she had the baby and it could just bounce out right on the blanket.
There was no baby involved in this, dude. This is just an
urgent
That's disgusting.
Well, what the hell is the blanket for then?
There's no blanket for you. She's selling it to tourists. As, you know, you could buy, like, pot holders and stuff.
Ew. No, I ain't buying that. I don't care how much it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm never going to buy one of those. Okay, we do a little thing here at this time of day, which is approximately 4:20 where I am, and we call it
tea
time.
Oh, it's 4:20 where Chuck is, but it's 2:19 where I am, so how does that work? Do I get to participate in your 4:20 event?
Oh, I know.
No, we don't call it that. We call it tea time, and any time is tea time.
Okay, what's tea time
for
us?
I'm gonna play a little spot here and have some tea for myself. And anybody who's listening and you girls out there in La Jolla, have some tea too.
Well, we're having tea. It's just concentrated.
You know,
we're having concentrated
like it, come on
tea.
Over here. You know you want
I think
more
we're in a commercial
it,
now.
You come down. There ain't nothing else better for you in the world. You know you like everything. Gonna sit down and watch tea there. You won't be in my bed up. And roll around up on top there. Ow, and then once more, that loving you know you can't get any better loving than right here on the herd mentality.
I'm going to fill like 50 of these.
Okay, so these dog treats.
Oh, the dog treats, yeah, the Happy Med, Happy Dog Canamed. Happy Dog Canamed.
Yeah.
They're CBD.
Happy Dog.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. So,
and they're,
you know, they just
and they're
help
like
your dog.
Cookies or bones?
Nope, nope.
They're like
single shot syringes. They're single shot syringes for the different weight and size of your dog.
Cool.
So they address everything from
that,
inflammation to cancer to anxiety issues.
So you've done, I'm sure that you have, but you have calculated that out to like whatever milligrams per pound or something?
We have figured it out on how many milligrams per pound for the pooch.
Cool.
That was some mind-bending math, let me tell you. That stuff made me
You're
just want to
freaking
smoke cigarettes, but I don't. What?
Said you're a goddamn genius.
Nope, I'm not a genius. I just know how to do fractal science. Or I know how to hire people who do. Let me be very clear. I know how to hire people who do. You know, I definitely have the geek squad for sure in my business. That which I do not know, I can farm out to some scientist. Always.
I try to have
a lawyer and a scientist on my auto dial all the time. Like I need the chemist and I need a lawyer, and you know, as long as those two are accessible to me within a, you know, 20-minute period, life is good.
Cool. So tell me this, sister, do you want to take over these Tuesdays and just call it the Robin Swan Show from now on Tuesdays on the Herd Mentality?
No, not fucking at all, not even a little bit. No, you did not get me on your radio show to try and pawn it off on me. So I was wondering why you're
kind of
giving
busy.
Me an address and stuff like that. No, dude, I've already been on the radio, and this is a lot of work. I don't want to be on the radio. No, we're going to start
all
going to Facebook Live in the fall. We are going to start doing Facebook
cool.
Live shows in the fall on Firebird. So
We are who?
We are Firebird Touch Therapy. That would be you. I guess you would be part of that for real
me.
Because you are.
I
are
got
on
a
the
job.
Team, are you
I
not?
Got enough jobs.
No, unfortunately, you run the Firebird page, so it's going to kind of be on you. Because it's sort of like
Great.
What you do. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad I asked. So at least now I know.
Well, you're
know.
Welcome. I know. I'm glad you asked, too. I thought about it at you. I mean, I had conscious thoughts about it towards you. I just haven't gotten
uh-huh.
the words out of my mouth yet, though.
All right. Well, it's a good thing we got this show going today, so I got a little heads up at least.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not going to start it until, you know, like well into, like it's going to turn fall before we start that.
All
like
right,
the fall equinox will have happened.
I don't know. I'm going to be hauling hay until there's no more hay in the
Dude,
Ozarks
you can
anywhere.
Only bring 11 bales at a time. You are not going to be hauling hay till you can't haul hay.
I'm
oh my God,
bringing 150.
Who are you bringing them to?
I'm bringing them to there.
I don't know how to suggest that you pre-sell
there's
them.
There's a guy.
You.
There's a guy named Bill that I talked to. At.
There's always a guy
place,
named Bill.
Whatever.
Why is that? Why is there always
right.
a guy named Bill?
Well, he know that he had a buddy. I had to forget his name, but he was from Arkansas, and he liked my hillbilly accent. And he said... He told me all the prices of their hay, and when I said, do y'all ever get any of that one-season prairie grass hay
Chuck.
Out there? He said, how much do you have?
And what'd you say,
so,
Chuck?
I don't know. I said, I ain't got there yet. I don't know. So, but I don't know. He might want
yeah,
some.
Yeah, well, hell, I don't know. I just don't know.
I got buddies with semis. If it works out all right this first time, we'll see what happens after that. But
Yeah, that's good. You can always hire a semi. That part's not hard.
Yeah, actually, my honey guy drives a semi with a reefer on it, trailer.
Okay.
He's got his own. Not that kind of reefer, the kind that refrigerates the trailer that you're hauling shit in. A different kind of
reefer. Okay. Reefer.
But he's got that. And I got another buddy drives a low boy. He can load hay on that too. But anyway, he's kind of busy, I guess. They're all busy. They try to keep rolling as much as they can. You know, that's how they make money, by the mile. So what are you going to be doing?
I'm teaching my daughter how to make shatter. Yeah, so just lay it out on a cloth, on a piece of parchment paper, put it in the air, but keep it dark so it doesn't lose its THC content, and then it will turn to shatter. You can also put it in the oven at 200 degrees or just under 200 degrees. If we unpacked the toaster oven, it would be good. My daughter's had a toaster oven in her bedroom
for
a year now.
Are these proprietary secrets you're giving out over the airwaves?
Well, you can get them off of YouTube, so I don't think that they're real proprietary. I mean, anybody can Google how to make shatter on YouTube, and they're going to, you know.
Mm. Yep.
What they can't Google
is
what we do before it becomes shatter. That's what they can't do. They
That's
can't be as cool as we are.
Level not spiced up there, right.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we got some recipes
going
on here.
Well, nobody does it like you do. That's all I know.
I know, because no one's done it as long as I've done it. That's part of it, too. I mean, I think I'm one of the only companies in California that can say that we've been providing medical cannabis legally since 1996. I'd like to have someone else stand up and say that.
I don't think anybody else will. Mm-hmm. Well, they might, but... I doubt it.
They'd be lying, motherfuckers.
Are you going to bring me back peaches? Because I need peaches.
Peaches from Georgia? Oh, my God.
Getting...
I didn't book my flights in time. I just found out if I'm going to Georgia, it's, like, really expensive. Pissed I waited
proper
so long.
Proper prior planning prevents... Here's my rule. Proper prior planning prevents piss-poor performance.
God, for shit, that's so true. Proper planning prevents piss-poor performance. That should be like, I should have that tattooed somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, are we done? Do we do our show?
No. You know, we still got a couple minutes left, and I'm going to bump us out. But we have overtime if you want to do that, or we can be done. I don't care, whatever.
We can be done. I'm cool. I can't believe you're trying to, like, make me take over your show. Why is that?
I'm not making who makes nobody makes you do anything. What are you trying
to? Are you kidding
to,
me? Have
not
you met
me.
My children? They make me do shit all the time. People make me do shit all the time. I am a super softy. I'll do whatever.
Right.
It's
yeah,
true.
For a while.
Until you piss me the fuck off, and then it will stop. But yeah, as long as you're in my good graces, I'll do whatever I can for you.
I pretty much try to kiss your ass every day if I can.
Shut up, gosh. You got to work hard to fall out of my good graces, man. I am not
Evidently.
A little bitch, man. You got to do something really bad to make me not want to deal with you.
Okay,
I have
a
lot of tolerance
for
people. Yeah.
We got a minute, and I'm going to bump us out with a sound bite. And if hang on for a minute, we'll have a little bit of overtime. You can say goodbye or whatever, all right?
Okay, all right.
Coast to coast, town to town, and station to
so
station,
point,
it's the herd mentality. Advising you of all your
really
medicinal needs, recreational uses, and these travels through the universe. East Coast, West Coast, it's the herd mentality. I think life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen again. right here on the herd mentality.
Yeah, I'm more interested in the weight of it than I am on the Yeah, I know that's the part. That's why I have to weigh them twice. Like, see that? There's no way that that's 1 gram.
There's that noise again.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Is that something you're doing?
I don't know if that's bubbles or splashback. I'm not sure. One of the two. Okay, now we're not live anymore, but this goes in the archives of the Blog Talk archives all of our shows automatically for us. So this will be in the archive, but we're not live anymore, so I don't have to watch the switchboard, and I can do what I want to do. I don't even take my glasses off and get the hell away from this box of wires. And you won't even believe I met a worm farmer today when I found the bunny.
Oh yeah,
the bunny herder.
Farmer.
Yep.
You know, we almost
She's
became
worm
farmers,
farmer.
Me and my ex-husband.
Which one?
Oh, which one? Fuck you. Sometimes you gotta just, you know, keep trying.
Right, yeah. If at first you don't succeed.
I like diversity. I didn't want to have just one husband, one baby daddy. Fuck that. Everyone looks the same and is related to each other. No, none of that's happening over here.
No, that's way
when
not
I was
right.
A little girl, I wanted to have like 6 different baby daddies. And then I had to grow up and realize that that's frowned upon by society. I did. I thought it would be awesome to have just a whole, like, you know, like a litter of children from different men that had different things.
Hmm. That almost sounds like, I don't know what that sounds like. Something different.
Sounds like a very creative young lady.
But I think you go out of your way to pick shit that is frowned on society to be.
I don't go out of my way. I'm just designed like that. I mean, it's not my fault God made me this way. I didn't ask him to be like this.
Right.
That's why I have to deal with Nathaniel Cobb stuff for so long.
Hey, Lori, your mic's open. If you want to talk, you can. I'm outside.
That's okay. I got too much.
You can't talk, girl.
Who's
she
that?
Got scoped and stuff. That's Lori. She got scoped and things today up at the Mayo Clinic or somewhere like that, I think.
Is she on the line with us, or is she over there with you?
She's just been listening because
no,
she got... Go ahead.
I just got back to Mayo Clinic.
Oh, I love your photography, Lori. It's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Two pretty good.
How are you feeling?
I'm sorry, I can't speak very well.
You can't really talk, I know. I obviously can tell that you can't talk.
I'd like to say more, but I'll listen.
That's okay, just think it at me
That's
and I'll hear it.
Hey, am I supposed to go to that... L.A. shindig on the whatever 22nd or something? Cause,
well, you're not supposed to. You're welcome to. It is a public event, so you might enjoy it. It's a cool cannabis thing.
Does it cost money because I'm broke?
I think, you know what, I don't know what it costs. I have to find out.
Okay. Well, I have
well,
a
you're
going
to sell a
little bit
of hay, so you'll be fine.
Well, if I sell any of it, I'll be all right, I guess. But if not,
yeah,
I'm going to be pretty well.
You're going to sell it all, whatever your name is, Chuck. You're going to sell it all, trust me.
Bob.
Bob, whatever I'm calling you now.
I think you've called me a few things, probably.
Over the few, last couple years, I've had a name or two for you, but usually it's brother. I like you more
right.
than not.
Most of the time, anyway.
More often than not, you're awesome.
But I have a young cousin who's stationed at the naval base, whichever one's near Ventura.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
I don't know where.
He's like 3 hours away from me.
Well, but he—I think he might catch me in L.A. if I go to that thing, and he's shipping out somewhere in October, and I don't know where. But
his
someplace.
Name is Scott, right? His name's Scott.
I don't know. I don't know what his name is. Billy, Bobby, Judy.
I thought his name was Scott.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's a CB. He makes electrical connections and stuff. And maybe you'll get to see his tattoo art. He's got like a Muriel of stuff. And he's not even 21 yet.
Wow. All right, Chuck, can we hang up the phone now? I have to get my dog so I don't eat the pool guy.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
We'll end it.
That was fun.
And
thank you.
I'll talk to you. I'll see you when I see you. Love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
Later. Later, Lori.
Later.